Well, good morning. My name is Neil Harris, and I'm a facilitator and presenter with the Tough Enough to Talk About It program, and I'm actually located in Lloydminster, Alberta. So I want to give you a little bit of a background about the Tough Enough to Talk About It program. It was a program originally started in Grand Prairie, Alberta, several years ago, and it was started mostly because of the high number of suicides that they were experiencing in northern Alberta, and agencies in that area wanted to get together and develop a program that they could take into the workplace and speak to farmers and ranchers to help them recognize signs of depression, signs of anxiety and stress and burnout, and certainly information about suicide prevention awareness as well. And that program was available in the Grand Prairie area up until about 2007 and 8, where it was expanded into central Alberta and through Camrose and Lloydminster, where I'm at. And since then, we've been delivering this presentation to industry, trades, farm groups, community groups and organizations, nonprofit organizations, large and small, throughout central Alberta. And as I said, it's about a one-hour presentation. It was designed to go right into a workplace setting, such as a safety meeting or an ag show, trade show, those kind of things. And the target group actually was really mostly for men working in industry, trades, and agriculture. And the reason for that is that when we look at suicide rates in Alberta, 75% of all suicide rates or deaths by suicide are men, and a large number of these men are middle-aged guys, and a lot of them work in industry, trades, and agriculture, which are some predominantly large industries in Alberta, of course. And so we were actually hoping to come to the Olds conference and present this topic, but due to COVID-19, that wasn't available. So I just want to talk a bit about that program and just let folks know that right now it's available in Grand Prairie, Lloydminster, Camrose, Stettler, and Lacombe in Alberta. And also Northern Alberta Institute of Technology has also taken the training. So some of their instructors are delivering this presentation to all of their first and second year apprentices in all of their trades, industry, and agricultural programs as well. So it's been well received across the areas that it's delivered in. And the plan is, the hopeful plan for 2021 is to expand this program to other parts of Alberta. And certainly the COVID-19 pandemic has kind of slowed things down a bit. We're not able to do as many face-to-face presentations to groups just because of the restrictions around COVID-19. And so the Grand Prairie program is the program that owns the material and the content. And so they're right now in the process of developing a virtual version of this presentation so that it can be delivered through Zoom and through other virtual formats. And so hopefully in early 2021, that'll be available across Alberta as well. And so I got involved with this program back in 2007 and have been a facilitator of the program since then. And as I said, it's been really well received by industry, trades, and agriculture across central Alberta and northern Alberta as well. An interesting story, on a personal story for myself, is, as I said, I've been involved in this program since 2007. However, 4 years ago, my nephew died by suicide, and I'd been giving this information in my presentations and helping people to give them information about how they could get help and where to get help and so on, and then now all of a sudden, this has come close to home for me. My nephew was the same age as my son. My nephew lived about two blocks from me in Lloydminster, and I spent lots of time with him and his wife and their two kids. And it was change in how I understood the work that I was doing and the presentations that I was giving. There was a deeper and more important meaning and reason why this information needs to be shared to everyone across Alberta. And as I said, our presentation in that 1 hour presentation, we talk about recognizing the signs of stress, of depression, of burnout, what to watch for, and risks for suicide. It's you know, a person could watch a friend, a family member, a coworker, and look for changes in their behavior, and then also we also talk about what to say and what to do with that person, how to approach them, how to bring up the conversation, and how to get them talking about what's weighing them down, what are they struggling with, and then eventually helping them get connected with professional help in your area and supporting them through that journey so they can get back to positive mental health. And a lot of our information certainly is about reducing the stigma around mental illness. And we know that depression and anxiety are two of the most common mental health challenges, and also most often readily treatable, and there is help available. And so I just want to talk a little bit about where could a person go for help in certainly in your area, in the Olds or Central Alberta. We could start just initially. My advice would be talking to someone. Don't keep it to yourself. Talk to a friend, a family member, somebody that you trust about what's going on. And just talking can give some relief and maybe open the opportunity to see what else is available for supports in your area. Another great area to go to would be talk to your family doctor. Go for a complete checkup and just find out if there are any medical things going on connected to changes in your mood, and check with your family doctor around that. You can also search out counselors in your area. Many of the smaller communities have FCSS offices or Family and Community Support Services offices, and they're a great hub that could help people connect with what are the supports and services in your rural community, and let you know who and where the counselors are. There are no-cost counselors through Alberta Health Services in many of the mental health clinics across Alberta, and it's just a phone call and make an appointment and go in and see someone. There are also private counselors and therapists that you can connect with as well. If you're working in a company that has some benefits, you may have an employee assistance program available, and that's another great resource for people who have that available within their workplace. And lastly, I just want to talk about across Alberta, with Alberta Health Services, one of the phone numbers we often give out is the Alberta Mental Health Helpline, which is 1-877-303-2642. I'll say that again. The Alberta Mental Health Helpline is 1-877-303-2642. Another thing you could search if you're searching online, just Google search Help in Tough Times, Alberta Health Services. And that opens up a page with numerous resources and links to other services and supports across Alberta, and it's a great one-page resource that can link you into a lot of other resources. So with that, I just want to say thanks for listening. I appreciate being invited to speak in the Olds area on this topic, and I hope this entire project goes very well. Thanks again for listening.